B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There's a man taking a poop.
Everybody's having a good time, because everyone's angry in Brookline.
Turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 98.5 Sports Hub, and it's time to take 911 calls, actual 911 calls from Brookline, the worst place that I've ever lived, and a place where people love to complain, and it's starting to get on the news a lot. These complaints are often on the news. So I guess you were saying there was a three-hour community meeting the other night?
So last night, hashtag Brookline Town Meeting was trending, and I was wondering why. And when I ended up clicking on the deal, apparently there were 24 to 25 different things that they were supposed to vote on, yet it was 3 hours in and they'd only gotten about four of them. So it looks like they're going to have to extend this thing for a little bit longer. Many of the issues have to do with scooters, of course, and... Now, you wonder why these things go long, seeing that every town hall meeting that I've watched has the same people speaking over and over and over again, most of them just to hear themselves speak.
Yeah.
But one of the issues did come up in the news, and this is one of the things that was being reported this past week.
There's little relief in the constant flow of men relieving themselves in front of her Brookline house.
I really can't avoid seeing it, and it's really become a constant part of my life.
Her neighbors say the problem started this past March when Netta opened the first recreational pot shop in the Boston area. Neighbors taking these pics, showing a man going to the bathroom, the aftermath of another incident, and the constant battle over parking.
And there's this guy peeing in the bushes. And it's just kind of like, how many times does that have to happen?
In the meantime, patience is wearing thin on White Place.
Is it happening every single day to every person? Of course not. But when was the last time somebody peed on your bushes?
Okay, so this is obviously...
I don't know!
Paul Stanley.
I'm hot at whoopsie daisy. It looks like someone's bleeding himself.
Maybe that is you, Paul Stanley. And everything's got pictures. And that I understand. Like, if someone's peeing there, you can call up. But when I saw that story, I thought, oh, well, I know this is true because I've heard a phone call that involves it.
Hi, there's a man who just came onto my neighbor's property right next to mine and peed. And I'm really tired of it. I have a picture of him. So
that's where your neighbor lives?
He just peed right next to my table that I set up for dinner. He just went and peed, and I got a picture of him.
Okay, yes, I need to know which one. So he went to number but you live at number
Yes.
I understand.
He peed about 200 feet from my dinner table. And it's like, this is really getting on me. He's a black man. I took a picture of him. Probably 35 to 40. Black man, maybe 6 feet. I have a picture on my phone.
What is he wearing?
I have many pictures of people peeing.
I understand. What is he wearing?
Shorts and a long sleeve t-shirt.
What
that
color?
Was blue and white.
Blue and white long sleeve
t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll have
blue and white long sleeve. Okay.
Yeah, so this is something that I knew was happening. People were peeing outside their window over here.
Wearing platform shoes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a star on his face.
Yep. Well, Paul Stanley, let's get to our new ones, all right? Let's get to new calls now. I will preface this by saying this is from the week of October 31st.
Halloween.
Halloween week in Brookline. Let's get to our first Halloween call, shall we?
Brookline Public Safety, this line's recorded.
Hi there. I have a bit of a problem at my house. I got myself caught for a Halloween thing in basically like handcuffs, and I just can't get uncaught, but I just don't want my landlords to know, so I'm just hoping you might be able to send someone to help me out.
Wait, he got caught in a bit of a Halloween thing?
Yeah, a Halloween thing. There's handcuffs involved.
Yeah.
And I need someone to help me out.
This is the episode of Seinfeld where George takes the girl home from the subway and she takes all his clothes off and finds he has $5 and leaves the hotel room.
And don't tell my landlord.
Yeah, don't tell my landlord because...
How did he make a phone call with handcuffs?
Ours is not to ask, is it?
Perhaps he's very talented. You know, you can make a 911 call just by sitting on the phone, basically.
Sure.
It just automatically goes to emergency. Stop asking so many questions. Here's my feeling, Joe, if you must know. My feeling is the call
This is my first time, by the way.
All right, hang on. My take on this is that the call is made to the police, then the handcuffs are put on. That the first comes the phone call, then the handcuffs, because the kink is... That two cops come in and find you naked.
It's a Halloween thing.
Everyone's doing it.
Okay. And what are you locked to?
I'm sorry?
What are you locked to or caught on?
To myself. I just have like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing, but...
It's wrist to nipple.
Well, you're being very kind to the gentleman. I'm wondering if a doctor has to get involved.
This guy's voice. Like, he's like, I don't want to call 911. I don't want to call 911.
I just said, I don't know. There's a faucet and a can of corn.
There's got to be options that you have before you call 911, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
He probably tried to saw his arm off. I would think that's probably less embarrassing than having to call someone. He did that, what was it, that 198 Hours movie where the guy was stuck and had to actually cut off his own arm to escape. There was probably a situation of that.
All right, he continues.
I'm sorry?
What are you locked to or caught on?
To myself. I just have, just a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing, but...
Okay. Okay, we'll send help right over.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, so please come on over and... Hopefully things turned out well for that gentleman.
I mean, is anybody curious?
Let's get to the next. Joe, let's
Again,
just get...
this is my first time. I have questions.
Should we get to the next call?
Yeah, why not?
Brookline Police, Dr. Johnson.
Hi there. I called yesterday, and I just ended up getting stuck in, my Halloween costume handcuffs. And I was just wondering if you'd be able to send just a patrol officer or someone with a handcuff key to come and help me out.
He got cut twice. Me thinks he's enjoying this.
Well, I mean, you know, once shame on you, twice shame on me.
Not once, but twice.
Yes. Whoops-a-daisy, it seems like I'm caught in a chain. Can you send someone over with a key?
Stop.
That's someone laughing.
Listen to the operator laughing.
Yeah.
There's somebody obviously with him, too.
Because you know they talked about it the day before.
Right, the day before, they're like, oh, dude, you're not going to believe this guy whose house we went to. And he's locked up. And
it's Arbor Day, and I was... locking myself up. You know, it's President's Day, so obviously I'm locked in a chain.
Listen to the
operator.
It's
the third Friday in October. So, you know, of course I'm locked in a chain. Yeah, they talk about this stuff.
Of course they do.
You know, sit around the water cooler who got chained up to themselves.
Where are you at?
I only need, a single person with a key.
Preferably about 6'1", with facial hair.
Is Dave working tonight?
And will you assure me that they have a nightstick? Because that's very important.
This guy in the phone can't help it.
He's laughing.
He's doing his best. He's hanging in there.
Well, this guy's like Mr. Magoo of S&M. he can't stay out of his own way.
I just kind of got myself stuck and it was stupid, but I'm okay.
So you're not, cuffed to anything right now?
I'm just cuffed to myself.
it's kind of chained on. It's stupid. It was kind of just a Halloween prank thing.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Give me 1 second so I can... I'll tell you, these pranks, he's pranking himself like there's nobody's business.
Can you hold for 1 second, please?
Hold. Guys, get over here. It's speakerphone time.
I got something to eat.
This is going to be... Grab your popcorn.
I started soaping my own windows and throwing toilet paper over the trees, and then I decided to prank myself by locking myself up.
Somebody says that call coming from James Corden's house, Fred.
Oh, the majesty of Harry Houdini. Whoopsie daisies.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, is there like an apartment number there or?
I'm just in the basement apartment, so you can pull into like the driveway, and I'm just like the first door.
Okay, are you able to unlock the door or are you like?
Yeah, the door's open. You don't have to, they're not going to come with sirens or anything, right?
Oh my God! I don't want everyone to find the dungeon.
I mean, this is like the Something About Mary. We have a bleeder, and all of a sudden, the whole neighborhood's around.
No, I think this happens from time to time. I'm in a basement dungeon. Yeah, I don't want to raise any attention to it.
Well, I mean, are you in any distress or like what is the?
No, my landlord's not home, so I just needed someone to kind of come and just unlock it for me. Should I just wait for them?
No, I mean, like, we'll send someone to try to assist you. We'll send someone to try to assist you, okay?
Okay, they're not going to come with sirens or anything, are they? I just need a single person.
Yeah. I mean, we'll send them close to you and try to assist you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, goodness gracious. No. That guy seems to have gotten himself in a couple pickles.
It's like every holiday he finds an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said, Happy Hanukkah, guys. You're going to need to come over with 8 keys today.
That's right. That's the 8 days. 8 crazy nights. Yeah. Brooke Hatai. Oh, boy. I'm caught again.
I got myself caught for a Halloween thing in basically like handcuffs.
See, I'm not positive. I don't want to analyze it too much, but I'm not positive what he's talking about.
Like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing.
It's humiliating. Could you please have someone come over and shove my face in the toilet?
Somebody said, is the operator laughing at the handcuff guy the same one who said, excuse me, to the lady who called the dust-kicking child stupid?
No, that was a female 911. Oh, no.
That was a guy. Excuse
that was a guy.
Me?
No, it was a
stupid boy kicking, stupid child kicking.
There's a child.
Excuse me?
There's an idiot boy kicking like a foo.
So he said, what if the handcuff guy was worried about turning into a werewolf overnight, being Halloween and all? It's the only thing that could keep him there.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how he's locking himself up.
Somebody said I would totally show up with a fire truck with sirens blaring.
Oh yeah, yeah. The fire truck, an ambulance, 6 cop cars.
His landlord is really his parents. Somebody said
they've shoved him in the basement.
I mean, can I just hear the first 10 seconds of that guy's reaction where he tries not to laugh? That's my favorite part of it. Because you know, you're right. They heard the call from the day before. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're never going to believe this guy chained himself to something.
Yeah, one thing that we've learned from these is that they share the calls.
Brookline Police, Dr. Johnson.
Hi there. I called yesterday, and I just ended up getting stuck in like my Halloween costume handcuffs. And I was just wondering if you'd be able to send just a patrol officer or someone with a handcuff key to come and help me out.
Where are you at?
There you go.
We got the gimp.
Basically, like, handcuffed. Like a chain. Like, super embarrassing.
I would like to see a picture of the predicament.
I want to know exactly. Like, if any, DMs are open. If anybody listening happens to know exactly what went down, I would love to know this.
Because I don't want to be a party pooper, but I'm having trouble realize like how a guy could lock himself up in a chain.
I mean, did he handcuff himself?
See, I don't know what he handcuffed himself to.
He obviously wants the cops to come over.
The door's wide open. That's the other thing that we've learned. Yeah. Like, the door was wide open.
I mean, this. Let's be honest. Let's not pull any punches. I mean, this guy has a cop fetish.
So he sounds like the Winnie the Pooh of BDSM.
It's just, I got myself caught for a Halloween thing.
Oh, Bava.
I'm in a honeypot. I'm sorry, sir. I got myself caught in a honeypot. And in the meantime, I chained myself nude to a radiator. It was really quite something else. All right. Well, we'll be back with more phone calls. Hopefully more people not wanting to cause a ruckus. We'll be right back.
It's just, I got myself caught for a Halloween thing and basically like handcuffed a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing.
Brookline Police, Dr. Johnson.
Hi there. I called yesterday, and I just ended up getting stuck in, like, my Halloween costume handcuffs. And I was just wondering if you'd be able to send just a patrol officer or someone with a handcuff key to come and help me out.
Where are you at?
I only need, like, a single person with a key. I just kind of got myself stuck, and it was stupid, but I'm okay.
So you're not, like, cuffed to anything right now?
I'm just cuffed to myself. It's kind of chained on. It's stupid. It was kind of just a Halloween prank thing.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
All right, Brookline is a miserable place to live. A lot of the people there are awful, so we mind the actual 911 calls. It's funny when people say they're pranks. Well, then good. They're pranking 911, which is a really good idea.
Which they can get in massive trouble
for. Yeah, you want to send out a police car to a funny prank. All right, these are actual 911 calls. I don't know why you would think that we would make these up, but nonetheless, like, we could have thought about a guy twice calling because he chained himself up.
There's a police record of this happening, by the way.
Yeah, you can. And the dispatch. Look it up. All right.
By the way, somebody made a good point because, you know, this person called back and they said, well, can we confirm he was uncuffed the first time? Like, what if they just left him there all night? Which
could
they probably
you send
did
a
not.
Police officer, preferably someone who can keep a secret? All right, Rich, there's another one.
All right, so let's get to our next call. These are real calls to Brookline, Brookline 911 number. So let's. Let's take a listen.
911, this line is recorded. Where's your emergency?
Yeah, I'm at the dispensary in Brighton.
In Brighton?
Yeah, Nita called, N-E-T-A.
Oh, that's not in Brighton. You're in Brookline Village.
I'm
what's
sorry.
Going
yeah,
on there?
Some people, guy just threatened me. He's going to meet me outside of the place.
Okay. What does he look like?
Black.
What?
Black. But if a cop can be outside the exit...
Okay, you need to give a description. Just calling someone black is not a description.
Well, if you can have a cop outside the exit, that's where he said he's going to meet
you. Could you please give me the description, sir?
Black. What else can I say?
So,
Brookline, known for its racial diversity.
Something tells me the reason he's waiting for you outside is you might have said something about his race.
Right. Or I have a feeling he said nothing and that you're just freaked out there's a black guy there. I have a feeling that you ate edibles and then went to the Brookline dispensary, saw a black guy, and felt the need to call the police. There's a... Can you describe him? Black. What do you mean? John Amos.
What does he look like?
Black.
Sherman Hemsley. You know, black. I guarantee you that guy said nothing to him. That this dude's paranoid, saw a black guy, and flipped out. I bet a nut. Well, I really wouldn't, but I would bet. I'd bet you money that that no one said anything to the guy, that he saw a black guy and lost his mind.
This says everything about the diversity right now going on. Can I just hear that set up one more time? She's confused. Excuse me.
No, she's getting pissed.
Yeah, she's getting pissed.
You're wasting my time. Like, I know we're in Brookline, but there's more than one black guy. Maybe, conceivably, perhaps not. Guarantee you the guy said nothing to him. Or it was like a security guard out in front of the building.
911, this line is recorded.
How did you find this? does it say black? the call? Jesus, this guy sucks. What an ass.
Yeah, I'm at the dispensary in Brighton.
In Brighton?
You know, NETA. Called NETA.
Oh, that's not in Brighton. You're in Brookline, Brookline Village.
What's going on there? Some guy just threatened me. He's going to meet me outside of the place.
Okay. What does he look like?
Black.
What?
Black. But if a cop can be outside the exit.
Okay. You need to give a description. Just calling someone black is not a description.
Well, if you can have a cop outside the exit, that's where he said he's going to meet
you. Could you please give me the description, sir?
Black. What else can I say?
So, do you know what he's wearing? Do you know how tall he is? Is he heavy set, skinny?
He's about 5'8", 5'9".
Okay. And do you know what he's wearing?
Oh, black stuff. Probably expensive sneakers and... What's he wearing? You know, stuff black guys wear.
I mean, these people on the other end, I swear to God, sainthood. Just every single one of these dispatchers, you got to be kidding me.
What's he wearing? Does it matter? I mean,
isn't it crime enough?
What does it have to do with him being black? The clothes just cover up the black.
Yeah, like a gray coat.
A gray coat?
Yes.
And would you say, how would you describe his build?
Pardon me?
How would you describe his physical build?
Medium.
Okay. And what were the threats that he made? He said he was going to meet you outside.
Oh, he's going to bust my nose up. Okay. But I'll be out.
And is he inside the dispensary right now?
He just went out the door.
Okay, and he said he's going to wait for you?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have someone see that party, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, to go along with the 85 other cops that are in front of all those.
I mean...
What does he look like?
Black.
And then the guy gets, frustrated. Like, I told you he's black.
Yeah, what else? What else do you need? By the way, there's always a cop outside there. I don't even know why I need to call.
Well, and also, it was very threatening. The guy was 5'7", and of a medium build. Seems like it's very threatening.
Well, that's not the only calls that they're getting, not just from people who are apparently paranoid about things they shouldn't be paranoid about, but then there's interesting calls such as this one that I believe is from right around the Coolidge Corner area.
Brookline, please, it's unrecorded.
Hi, so I work at Good Vibrations and Brookline, and we have some teenagers who keep, trying to run into the store and then hiding in the alley. We were just wondering if you could send someone over to just sort of, tell them to f*** off.
That's exactly how I would have put it. That's exactly how I would have put it.
I like this girl.
Yeah.
Or woman, rather. I like her.
I don't know if that's the language they'll use, but, you know.
They don't have to use that language. They can, as long as they get, a little bit of a fright, because it's just shouting things into the store, and it's it's been a few times now, so.
All right. We'll be right up there.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
By the way, Good Vibrations, a adult novelty store, I think.
Yeah, well. The fact that those still exist is great.
We were just wondering if you could send someone over to just sort of, tell them to f*** off.
Does anyone know about the internet? You don't have to walk into the place.
Well, I mean, there's things that you can buy there that It's called Good Vibrations, Fred.
No, I understand you're talking dildos and such, but I'm saying that there's the internet where you don't have to enter the store and come out with a paper bag.
So what kind of jerk do you have to be to get angry at a weed store?
It's true.
Joe Murray, you know that.
That's true.
My wife saw a guy pass out at a weed store. And
how? What was the deal?
I don't know. She doesn't know. But, like, I guess, I don't know about you, Joe, but, like, the first time you go in one where it's legal, like, it's, like, super sketchy. Like, yeah. It's so weird. So, like, my wife was, like, because she had a license, like, 2 years ago. She went in and she was just, like, super sketched out because it's, like, how is, like, you know, forever.
You can't believe it. Right.
Yeah, like, when you forever, leave. Like, you know, like, some guy came by the house. And then, not my house, but someone come by somewhere, wherever you live. And then you're, like, there. And then, so she was paranoid enough. And then some guy just collapsed. And she's like, oh, Jesus. And, like, cops come in. And you're like, ah. All right.
Well, maybe one of the guys who was running it out of the store was this guy.
It's just, I got myself caught for a Halloween thing. And basically, like, handcuffs.
Maybe you bought those there.
You never know what was stuck to his head. Could have been anything. I mean, he just let you know that he was caught up. Who knows what he was, else he was up to. All right, well, very good. We know that the streets of Brookline are safe. And if you go to the dispensary, look out for the black guy.
I can't believe that call.
Because he's...
These people on the other
he's
end...
Up to he's up to mischief.
All the stuff they have to deal with.
Think about it, though. Handcuffs,
sainthood.
A weed store, and then what was and then a good a sex toy shop.
Yeah.
Those are the three things happening in Brookline.
So you said you sure it wasn't a guy running the store trying to get out of the cuffs?
See, I think that the Good Vibration store is there as a goof to the people that live in Brookline. Like, just so they get pissed. Like, it's some, like, eccentric millionaire that
right.
just built it to
angry
piss
at
everyone
the city,
off.
Right. I have as much right to be here as you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Just wanted to piss everyone off. All right. Remember, we have tickets to give away to see the game this Sunday.
We're getting jokes about who that person was who called from the dispensary. Maybe a host on another station at one point.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he'd be at a dispensary. Maybe he was looking to make citizens' arrests. All right. We will have Patriots tickets coming up at 9:30.
It's like a chain. Okay. It's super embarrassing.
What does it look like?
Black.
We were just wondering if you could send someone over to just sort of, like, tell them to f*** off.
Oh, yeah. Huey Lewis wakes up, he's hungover, he puts his head in the sink filled with ice just to get him going. I had the Sex Pistols, never mind the Bullocks. I had Iron Maiden posters in my room. And my mom hated this song.
I Want a New Drug?
Yeah.
Because it had the word drug in it.
Yeah, she just... But, I mean, I would play, like, Black Flag in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't care. I played, you know, Beastie Boys and Run DMC and all that. And she didn't care. But I Want a New Drug. That and she wouldn't... The two albums were this and the Jay Giles record with the Pee on the Wall song.
There was a big... like movie we had to watch when we were in high school. Now, granted, that was out like 15 years before we saw this. The video was already old, and it was called like Say No to Drugs, and it had this guy getting mad at his parents, and he got into his car and slammed the door and cranked that song, and everyone in the audience auditorium was crying laughing.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, living on the edge.
Yeah, that's...
cranking something off the sports album, or maybe it was even the one before.
I was talking to an educator, and she was telling me that in middle school, she has knows a health teacher that uses scenes from... the Nick Kroll Big Mouth Show to explain puberty. And now everyone thinks she's super cool. All right. John in Vegas. Hello, John in Vegas.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I just thought you guys were missing the breadcrumbs on that previous Brookline 911 call. The guy handcuffed in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So he referenced on both calls that his landlord wouldn't be home and that, you know, he could wait for his landlord later. I'm pretty positive, and I'm not joking. That is a sub-dom relationship. And the guy in the basement's got to use the bathroom or something and run out to the store, and he can't wait for the dom to get home and let him out.
Yeah, but if you're a sub-dom, wouldn't you have to go through any means necessary as to not release yourself from that situation?
I mean, you might have a little more info than I would in that, Fred, but, I mean, maybe he's a newbie? I don't know.
Well, if he's a newbie, then I'm challenging him to even get into that kind of fetish. Because I would believe once you're in that position, the rules are You are not to be released. Certainly not to have a police presence. I mean, if you're a sub like that, I mean, you would have to. I mean, you'd have to go Nicholas style. I mean, if you really wanted to get into it,
I had this ready to go.
Aha!
Didn't happen.
I know he didn't say Sarge.
Didn't happen.
But apparently, Sarge is none too happy with young Nicholas. He has been texting young Nicholas mean, not nice.
Well, he's the one who said something yesterday at the wrestling bit where Joe Murray was interviewing him. He said that Nick doesn't like you. So he's kind of started this little war.
I don't know what Nick just told me that. He was sending him text messages.
Oh, well, that's they better be apologies. They must be.
That's right.
Well, we mentioned this earlier, the biggest announcement of the year, the Gronk Super Bowl party. Yes, Gronk Beach. Not him returning to the Patriots. It's a Gronk party the week of the Super Bowl. And hopefully at that point we can all say, well, he's not coming back. However, Fred, last night, you know me. I'm a huge fan of Rob Gronkowski, the person, not just the player. I think the guy's, you know, he was good when he was on our show. Seems like a great guy. He doesn't seem like he's ever had a bad day except for when he cried at his CBD announcement. And I wish nothing but the best for him. But the one thing that he's done, Fred, you ever had somebody that just got in with the wrong crowd? Somebody that you truly, like, you know,
yeah,
loved
like when
and felt for?
When girls went away from high school and they came back for Christmas break smelling like patchouli, listening to Grateful Dead, and had hairy armpits.
Right, it ruined them because they hung out with the wrong crowd who was into the Grateful Dead.
Yes, and they were no longer hot.
Well, this is what's happening, and I worry for our good friend Rob Gronkowski because he's hanging with the wrong crowd, and that wrong crowd is a gentleman by the name of James Corden. Yes, James Corden of karaoke carpool fame. And yesterday there was a video that came out of James Corden and Rob Gronkowski dressed in Lakers gear and dancing with the Laker girls.
Oh. That, by the way, that's Venus Williams.
Get it, Venus.
Is it not correct?
Get it, Venus. She was at the Bears game, and she did a really good job kicking a field goal.
And then Venus tags that guy. Who's that? Zeke?
Oh,
not
Gronk.
Be out. I know him. That's Gronk.
Go ahead on, Gronk.
He says he can't say he would never not come back.
Tom Brady looking for you.
That's what I mean.
Is that Corden?
Okay, get it, James.
Okay.
Where's your car, James?
And back to Gronk.
The hell show is
like who has more fun than that?
That's what I was gonna say. Gronk is really enjoying life and has always enjoyed life.
You know what's real fun? Having to do promotions where you dance around like an idiot on the Staples Center court. Who has more fun than him? Yeah, the required appearances are so fun. What a fun time I'm having with this idiot James Corden. Can any female or male call in and tell me why they like James Corden? I will not interrupt you. I will hear you out the entire time. 617-779-0985. What about him do you find remotely appealing?
There are people who are killing Rob Gronkowski for wearing his Lakers gear. For that, I'm like, who cares? It's that he's surrounded himself.
No, he's with James Corden, who is tantamount to the devil.
And Fred, I mentioned this morning, and I know you haven't seen it. Did you know that James Corden is going to be in the new Cats movie? Cats.
Here we go!
Would you like to see what he looks like, Fred? Let me show you part of the trailer here, Fred.
Shooty Tench. Oh, they should have just put Cher. And just Cher and Kathy Griffin. And just said, here you go. This is what it is.
Yeah.
He is just the worst. And I get it. Like, you're a musical theater guy. Congratulations. You know?
You know who he plays? He plays a cat by the name of Bustopher Jones.
Well, that sounds delightful. And I can't wait to go out and see Cats. I can't wait to spend this Saturday evening watching fake cats run around. But I can't understand his appeal. He has musicians that sing for a living singing in a car. How that is at all clever or funny is mind-boggling. Why? Hey. Why is him dancing with the cheerleaders at the Laker game with Rob Gronkowski funny at all? And by the way, at the end, they put their backs together like an old Run DMC poster and crossed their arms. It might have well been an episode of Family Matters from 1995. They should have worn sunglasses and said, hey, rapping, rapping, rapping. How is that funny? Like, what's funny about that? There's nothing fun. Look at Fatso and Rob Gronkowski are dancing. How much do you think Corden pushed for, like, wearing the actual cheerleader's outfit? Like, he was just like, and like, but he wouldn't even wear the jersey.
He's just getting with the wrong crowd. What are you doing? What are you doing, Gronk? We love you. Don't go in this direction.
I've had it with him, too. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, so James Corden, what I like about him, I don't.
It's like I'm on another planet. How this man has achieved any success is beyond me. Like, everything is just lame. He shut down, like, he quote-unquote, shut down a street to put on a musical. Like, wow. Wow, how outrageous of you. Wow, hey, you're doing something I hate in blocking traffic at the same time.
It makes me want to like you more.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you're doing something entirely awful and blocking traffic? Thank you, James Corden. Now go home and cry and eat pie. Because something's going on with you. All right, Jason likes James Corden. Jason, I will let you speak. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, guys. First of all, love your show. I think you guys are getting too hard on James. He's an innovator. He's out there. I know sometimes it's all about him, but, you know, he's got a mean drop step. You know, I think he takes his game to the next level. I think that's too hard on him.
I apologize. I know that he can ball.
You do make a good point, yes.
All right, well, there you go. It just goes to prove that no one likes James Corden.
Not James Harden, my friend.
Yeah. James Corden. I think he was aware of the joke. All right, Billy Jaffe is here. He is he's taking time away from Orange Theory, where he will be going right after this. Oh, he's going to the dentist. Anything to approve his looks. Okay, let me just hear this one thing. I know this. I shouldn't be taking this. David, go ahead. David.
James Corden had the Foo Fighters on one time in his car karaoke. Foo Fighters absolutely hated singing their own songs.
And you know, to get Dave Grohl to hate something is almost impossible.
Right, he's like the nicest guy.
He's like the nicest human being on the planet. He's like in every documentary, no matter how obscure the band.
Like nobody, like he takes bands that no one's ever heard of, brings them on the road, like actually goes into their green room, shakes their hand.
Yeah, he's like the nicest person on the planet, and James Corden annoyed him. And everyone's dumb. 5 billion hits to see like Celine Dion in a stupid car singing. She sings for a living, dum-dum. Oh my God. I hate musicals. Oh, do I hate them. It's always, look at how much trouble they put on to piss me off. And thank God finally someone can see Cats. Because that limited run it was on of 50 years.
Did you see Beatbox in there?
No! The Cats! Yikes!
You know when it comes out, you know who we have to send to go review the movie Cats?
Yes.
That would have to be the one and only...
Beat it, Buster Brown.
Hey, Rin Tin Tigger.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Bustopher Jones.
Rum Tug Tugger. He can't stop touching himself. Rum Tum Tugger, you're at it again. Do that in your own bedroom.
He can't stop.
Rum Tug Tugger has a fetish. Do that in private. Uh-oh, Rum Tug Tugger's at it again. Is the guy's name really Rum Tum Tugger?
Yeah, it's Rum Tum. There's Mr. Mistopheles. The magic of Mr. Mistopheles. He's a magician. There's Rum Tum Tugger. And there's Bustopher Jones, which is played by James Corden.
Mesistopheles.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah.
Who's magic?
He's all cats are magic. The way they make you feel
as their last breath leaves their lungs. I feel so alive. Rum Tug Tugger, the only reason I keep you around is because you can't control your urge to touch yourself.
Meow, 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 meow.
Is that the sound that happens?
He gets drunk and tugs himself. And you know why they say Tum? Because you know, when it's over.
All right, very good. We will be back with Billy Jeff. We have tickets to give away at 9:30 for the Patriots game on Sunday.
You're listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.